Welcome back to Faith in 5. Today's passage is Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus isn't describing a select few. He's talking to every believer. You are called to make an impact, to influence, and to reflect His glory wherever you go. Salt and light are small things, but they make a big difference. Salt preserves, purifies, and adds flavor. Without it, things rot and become tasteless. In the same way, when Christians live out God's truth and love, we preserve what's good and bring out the best in the world around us. Paul says in Colossians 4, verse 6, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Your words can heal or harm. They can build or break. Being salt means letting grace and truth flavor every word you speak." Then we see Jesus calls us the light of the world. Light doesn't compete with darkness, it simply shines and drives it out. Philippians 2:15 says we should shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. The darker the night, the brighter your light can shine. Ephesians 5:8 reminds us, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." You don't have to create the light. It's already in you through Christ. Your job is to uncover it, not hide it under fear, shame, or comfort. The world doesn't need perfection. It needs light. Here's a quote from Charlie Kirk. "Now, what are two characteristics of salt and light? They change the environment that they come in contact with. They do not affirm." We're to be different. We're to stand out. We're to change the environments that we're in. So here's my challenge today. Be intentional about shining and seasoning today. Ask yourself, does my presence make things better, kinder, and more Christ-like? Speak with grace, act with love, and live in a way that points others to Jesus. Remember, salt only matters when it's applied, and light only helps when it's seen. Let your life shine so brightly that others can't help but see the goodness of God through you.